37. Clubbing. Exercises 2 and 3.
Many youngsters want to go clubbing, but are below the legal age to drink. So, do Georgina, Rebecca and Stephen go clubbing?
Not often. A lot of my sort of age group, a lot of my friends sort of do it every weekend. And it's great in one way if you're in the mood and it's sort of completely letting yourself go and that sort of thing. So I can see why people do it a lot, but I also enjoy other more like, you know, because you don't really get to socialise that much, I feel. You don't get to talk. And sometimes I just feel like, you know, having a meal with someone, going out, sort of seeing a film, that sort of thing. That's also enjoyable.
I'm not really old enough to get into clubs because I'm only 15, so that's not really open to me. But I do enjoy going to gigs, which is quite similar, really.
Becky, you're just about old enough now, aren't you?
Yeah, just about. And they're quite free with looking at IDs at quite a lot of the clubs around London. And I go clubbing occasionally. But, I mean, like Georgina, I agree. It is difficult to talk to people. I mean, it's fine if you want to go and be really energetic and do some dancing. But if you really want a social evening, actually, I think it's better to go out with all your friends to a pub where you can talk and still have a good time. But quite a lot of the clubs around London, they get completely packed and they won't let you out. So you're trapped because you don't get a ticket to show to come back in again.
So you mean once you leave, you have to leave so and you can't come back in again? Mm. You can't just go out for a breath of fresh air, you mean?
No.
Yeah. And also the queues. I went to this famous club, quite a famous club called Fabric in London. And, you know, you're queue for like 4 hours sometimes. And the bouncers are completely like, they have complete power just to say no, just make up a decision, no, you don't look old enough or something like that. So it's a bit much sometimes, a bit too much effort for one evening. I'm just like, oh no, it's not worth it, you know.
4 hours, you're
queuing. We waited 4 hours once and it was January, it was freezing, and then we just went home because by that time you're in a bad mood. Everyone's kind of blaming each other for being late and everyone's kind of just like, oh God, you know what, let's just, you know, go to a pub again. Yeah, it's just like, it's not worth it, I don't think.
Well, you've got that to look forward to, Stephen, queuing for 4 hours to get into a club.
There's just so much effort and going to a pub. Or just going to the cinema, it's just such a like an easy and quite often like better social option.